Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Harvest. We're so glad you're able to join us today, and we hope today's program honors our Lord by blessing and inspiring you. I'm Hans, and I'm seated next to my beautiful bride, Amy.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to The Harvest. So glad that you're able to take some time out of your day to join us today to get some information. And as Hans said, we're hoping to inspire you. We want to first thank our sponsor, Senior Provisions. Senior Provisions is a family-owned, faith-based senior care placement agency. And our advisors personally will guide you through senior care options, making recommendations of quality care providers. There is no cost for Senior Provision services, but you have then a trusted resource to help you on your journey. So thank you, Senior Provisions. And we're going to start off with our question of the week.
Yep. Our question of the week comes to us from Carl. He's from Dunwoody and he writes, "My dad did no planning for senior care and I am scrambling to get done everything he's put off." Little tonality there. "How can I better prepare for my senior years?" So that got us to thinking about planning for aging and getting ready to climb the mountain.
Okay. So we're going to have to explain ourselves a little bit. And, when we were talking about this particular discussion about planning, I kind of made the comment that often this is viewed as a mountain for families, a mountain of to-dos, a mountain of tasks, and not any one of them is kind of an easy, quick check-off. A lot of them are emotional.
Deeply personal.
And a lot of them are just kind of technical, too, making a lot of decisions. And when you have put off those decision-making, making all those decisions at once can make you feel like you're standing at the bottom of a mountain. and you don't even know how to begin to climb it.
Right. So this program is really about trying to prioritize, kind of get you a roadmap, a packing list for climbing this mountain, and it will hopefully diminish the mountain that you're climbing and help you feel like you got a good plan of attack for this.
So, okay, we always begin with God's word. So I'm gonna ask you, what does God's word say and tell us about being prepared and about climbing mountains?
Well, I wanted to read one from Psalms 121. "I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth."
So the creator of all things, including that enormous mountain of aging task, we can look up and we can know that, yes, that seems like an absolute huge obstacle. Where do we begin? And I love that where we begin is trusting in the Lord. So thank you for that. I know there's got to be something in Proverbs. So give us something from Proverbs, because Proverbs is our go-to for wisdom.
Yep. Well, Proverbs 15:22. "Plans fail from lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed."
Ah.
So there's a promise.
That God's going to provide people with information and expertise.
Right.
That's awesome. I love that. But if we lack the counsel, our plans are almost guaranteed to fail. So some great things to keep in mind, some godly truths as we move forward.
So let's continue this metaphor of kind of our packing list for climbing this mountain, and much like a trip. So go ahead with that metaphor that you wanted
So I was saying, like a good mom, I have my huge packing list before we even begin any trip, whether it's a 2-day trip or a 2-week trip. And, you know, it doesn't matter if your kids are teenagers like ours or little ones, you pack snacks. In fact, I'm going to also make the argument that you're going to pack more snacks when they're teenagers, and drinks and warm clothes and cold clothes and a rain jacket and an umbrella. And hopefully we've planned ahead and we know where we're staying. We have a kind of a roadmap. Mm-hmm. And when we need to rest, we know where we're going to shelter. And hopefully we have planned financially, too, so that we know we can afford. So all of those things kind of go into a trip preparation and getting ready and preparing for aging. So there's almost like two categories. You know, Carl from Dunwoody said, how do I prepare? Mm-hmm. So I would almost say sometimes you can't prepare as much when a parent hasn't done that planning for themselves.
Right.
And you're scrambling a little bit. Mm-hmm. So these are areas that might be complete or incomplete. But then also, if you're an adult child and you're listening, you know, take note. These are the areas that you need to start addressing. And like any trip in any mountain, it begins with one foot in front of the next. Mm-hmm. And if you break it up into these key areas, and I'm going to let you take the first one.
Yeah.
So one of the most important is getting your legal documents.
Legal documents in order. So there's really three legal documents we need to talk about that are the primary ones for kind of making public your wishes. So we'll start off with your will. Your will is probably the first thing that everyone thinks of, but the will is really just about your stuff. It says, my coin collection goes to so-and-so and such and such. And it's about your stuff. Very important, but maybe not the most important.
Oh, and you know, your real estate, your land, and
right.
Everything after you pass away, this is what what happens to it.
Mm-hmm. And then next, the durable power of attorney, your POA. And that is a document that declares who has the capacity to represent you if you at the time, it could be for a brief time or a prolonged time, don't have the capacity to represent yourself.
Mm, that's so important. Those are great things to kind of revisit, too, because that power of attorney, as life changes and things happen, you may want to change that over the
right.
years.
Well, and that goes with all of these, I think. So then we talk about advance directives. And these are your decisions about your medical care. These are, you know, the limits of which to be saved in crisis. These just speak out your wishes in times of crisis so that the medical staff, your family and friends all know where you stand on these efforts.
The medical care. Absolutely. I would argue this is more important. This is probably all three are really important, but the advance directives, anyone over the age of 18 should have them. And I will just say this. Neither Hans nor I are attorneys. This is not legal advice. This mm-hmm. is simply just saying these are the top three documents that we're hearing over and over again from our elder law attorneys that really should be in place. So,
I want to recap. So we have the will. That's about your stuff. We have the durable power of attorney who's going to represent you. And we have advanced directives speaking about the limits to which medical is to be, or medicine or procedures are to be administered. And again, all three of these need to be revisited. I think they're very age specific. They're very family dynamic specific. Who you entrust now may make life decisions that down the road that force you to reconsider that decision. So that kind of wraps up the legal. Let's move on to financial.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's up there, right there along with the legal considerations are these financial issues. And I always say this, everyone plans for retirement. They plan to live on on the fixed income, whether it's retirement savings or Social Security, maybe some veterans benefits. But they plan for that. And then there's this big gap. And then a lot of times they will often plan for end of life. But there's a lot that goes on between retirement and end of life. And often it can include getting care for a spouse or care for yourself. And so, you know, understanding and what your assets are, how they can be protected. We always talk about stewardship of resources. So if you have been a saver all your life, I understand your need and desire to continue to save. But there does come a time when you might need to start spending on care. And so and we feel this way very strongly. We want to be stewards of those resources. So we're going to make recommendations and provide information so that you can maximize your care and your quality of care for as long as you may need it. So you don't run out of your money.
Right. And then that introduces the term spending down, which is probably a very foreign term for all of us. But it's really about what assets you have, your life expectancy, and how do you most best utilize those assets?
Yeah. Well, and then when you're talking about financial considerations, you also want to consider that maybe long-term care insurance might be an option for that period where you may need care or a spouse needs care. Is paying a premium until you need to access that insurance policy. And, I mean, that may or may not be the best decision for you. So I would say that with the legal and the financial and insurance and all of that, the one thing before we go to break that I really want to stress is you want to find a trusted advocate and a trusted resource. And we have with Senior Provisions the Christian Senior Network. And the Christian Senior Network is a vetted group of providers that have been vetted for their integrity, their trustworthiness. And we can make those recommendations. If you don't have a good elder law attorney, if you need more information about long-term care insurance, call us. We can recommend someone that you can trust and get the information that you need to get. Well, this is a great time for a break. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk about climbing that mountain of being ready for the mountain of aging. Thank you so much, and come on back.
Every day I manage hundreds of employees and run a successful IT company, but when the doctor diagnosed mom's Alzheimer's disease and told us she could no longer live alone, I was at a loss at what to do next. Our pastor recommended calling Senior Provisions. He said that they were a trusted resource and that they could help us find a community that met our current and future needs and fit our budget. Senior Provisions guided us through the whole transition. And now mom loves her friends, feels safe, and we have peace of mind.
Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs. We will help you find trusted providers for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the help that you have been searching for. Call today and get the peace you need. 888-979-TRUE.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to The Harvest. Today we've been talking about preparing for aging, getting ready to climb that mountain. We've talked about setting the priorities, kind of setting this roadmap of things to prepare for. We've got legal documents, your will, your durable power of attorney, your advance directives. We've got the financial, your trusts, your asset protection, your monthly expenses, planning for costs of care, and long-term care insurance. And then we talked about CSN, our Christian Senior Network. And it's a network that we've created over time of vetted providers that have this level of expertise in legal, elder law, financial advising, long-term care insurance. They're just great resources to have available, and they are prepared to help and through this transition.
Absolutely.
Let's go on to the next topic.
So the next area I think we really should focus on is housing and care. And we've said this over and over again. Most seniors want to stay at home. Mm-hmm. So it's fine to think about that, but you need to consider your home safety, home modifications. What changes down the road do we anticipate maybe can even forecast a little bit based on diagnoses? If you have something that is going to affect your mobility, are your hallways and your doorways wide enough for walkers and mm-hmm. wheelchairs? Do you have easy access in and out of the shower? Do you have steps that might require a ramp just to get in and out of your home? We've talked about that in the past about aging in place.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also going to say I think it's wise not just to consider the things at home, but go out proactively and look at some senior communities. And I encourage this earlier than later, because usually later you're in a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your dad's had a fall. Your mom's maybe had a minor stroke. But you know, if it's a nice Saturday day, mm-hmm. Give us a call. I can tell you a place to go look right around the corner.
Well, and often, I mean, these calls come in every day, and we help hundreds of families a month. And it always centers around the same thing, this outdated conception of what assisted living looks like based on a 70s and 80s understanding or exposure to a nursing home. And it's just much different now. So I think that's part of what keeps people prolonging and protracting decisions is because they have this misconception.
Oh, absolutely. I would even say, we've done tours of newer rehabs. You know, if you're going to have knee surgery or hip replacement or something, oh my goodness, nursing homes are not what they used to be anymore. They're all these very high-end, short-term rehabs that, you know, get you well and get you home. So mm-hmm. again, just kind of breaking down, as you said, some of those misconceptions about environment. So make a plan. Have a plan for the care. Potential care, and most importantly, know what the costs are. So
that's the other biggest misconception, is where does the money come from to pay for long-term care?
Mm. And so having that conversation when you don't need it is very wise, because one, you can plan financially. Two, you can start to access different veterans benefits. Maybe if you're still well, you could go ahead and get a long-term care insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, knowledge is power. Knowing ahead of time, before the crisis, as you're climbing up that mountain, you know, if you have a medical event that happens, you're ready. You know, okay, assisted living is, you know, this price point, and home care is $20, $25 an hour. I mean, mm-hmm. a lot of people, it's tough enough to make the decision to have someone come in and help you, but wrapping your head around paying them that much money.
Right.
And a lot of times older adults make decisions based solely on financial, and they end up in worse condition because they're making solely a financial decision.
Right.
Without knowing what other programs are out there.
Well, and also we've kind of talked about with the legal and financial revisiting these documents. And the same is true for if you have long-term care insurance, continuing or having a continuing relationship with the agent or representative and understanding what those benefits are, how they're activated, what their limitations are. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just general information you need to have command over.
Absolutely. Well, so we've talked about legal, we've talked about financial, we've talked about housing and care, and then it kind of naturally brings us to a little bit of that mountaintop, and that's planning for end of life. And so some end of life considerations. You should start first and foremost, everyone kind of thinks about their arrangements, their mm-hmm. their funeral, and how they're going to be cared for when they pass on.
Mm-hmm.
And one step back from that a little bit, you need to consider and be informed about hospice services. And what is hospice? It's a Medicare benefit. It brings comfort and lots of resources to take care of you at end of life. One of the worst things I hear about is someone who comes into hospice services too late. It's such a support to the family. It's such a support to an mm-hmm. individual. And so I really encourage you now, before you have to make that decision, get that information. And if you've had anyone who has had hospice services for a loved one, talk to them about their experience. So planning for your funeral, getting those arrangements made, I think is one of the most loving things that you can do for your family.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, you cannot talk about end of life without talking about your eternity mm-hmm. and your hope and peace in Christ.
Yep.
And I think as you're preparing for aging, and we personally are experiencing circumstances in our families that with folks that are believers that are making some tough decisions at this time in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that just is shining so bright is they have a peace and a hope in Jesus Christ. I think that John 14.
Yeah.
We were thinking about this morning.
Well, it just also speaks to the heart of Jesus. And when we're talking about preparing, this is just a very beautiful, beautiful promise. It's from John 14. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me and wherever I am. What a beautiful promise.
I love that. The promise, number one, and really the example. I mean, Hans, that's the example of preparation.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is preparing, and he's giving us a confidence that there is a place for us. And if I love how he says, if it wasn't so, I wouldn't tell you this.
Right.
So what I'm saying is true.
Mm-hmm.
And that I have gone and I'm going to prepare a place for you. And then I love the last part.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to take you to be with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think God's word always stands so solid on its own. And so I would encourage you, if you're listening today, and you might be just beginning. We have a lady in one of our support groups who's just beginning to kind of tackle this mountain of mm-hmm. aging issues for herself and making sure she's got everything done for her dad. And she raised her hand. She said, I am a planner. And love it. She comes in every week or every month. We have our support group. She has this big binder and always has questions. Mm-hmm. And love it. She's a resource to her father. She's a resource to her friends.
Mm-hmm.
Resource to the support group as well. And so whether you are a planner or maybe you are right now in the middle of a crisis and you have been up countless hours sitting bedside at a hospital, or maybe you're sitting there at home changing bed sheets and putting pills in little pill boxes. Want you to be encouraged. Want you to know that there is something more than this day-to-day life that we live. And whether we live, whether we die, Christ is on his throne.
Mm.
And if you believe in him, you will be saved. And above all things, the purpose of this show, Hans and I's heart and mm-hmm. passion, is that you all would be informed about senior care issues, but above all things, that you would know Christ Jesus as your personal Savior. And if you have...
Amen.
Yeah. And if you have any questions about that, you are more than welcome to call us. If you have any questions about this topic of aging and areas to address, would like a list of some of our Christian senior network providers, you can call us anytime. I'm going to give out our number, so if you have a piece of paper, please write this down. You can reach us at 888-979-8783. You can go online to seniorprovisions.com. And as always, we're going to close with our foundational scripture. We stand on this today, Philippians 4:19. My God will supply all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. God bless and have a great week. When it comes to finding care, you can go it alone or go online. But what you'll discover is that you are no more informed than when you started, and your personal information has been shared with strangers. Or you can choose Senior Provisions. We believe that help shouldn't come as a list of properties and a loss of your privacy. Our local advisors will perform a comprehensive assessment, recommend quality senior care providers, tour with you, and help you make an informed decision. Senior Provisions is different, and it matters. An advisor in your area is ready to guide you on one of the most important decisions that you will ever make. Call Senior Provisions today for no-cost assistance at 888-979-8783.